Well, I'm sure you'll agree there are very few sounds more moving than a chorus of tens of thousands of voices joined in unison, sharing a common bond. You'll never walk alone. The anthem of the Liverpool Football Club is the supreme example of this experience, and what you've just heard there were the combined voices of 52,000 Liverpool and Celtic fans recorded at the Aviva Stadium in Dublin on August 13th last. And I'm quite sure that each and every one of those fans is pausing for a moment's reflection right now on this day, at this hour. 25 years ago, a tragedy of unparalleled magnitude was taking place at the Hillsborough Football Stadium in Sheffield, England. The occasion was the 1989 FA Cup semi-final between Liverpool and Nottingham Forest, an occasion of great celebration for both clubs, but an occasion which became a tragic turning point in the history of football, both in England and internationally. The Hillsborough disaster, where 96 Liverpool fans lost their lives, sent shockwaves through the nation that brought the game of association football to the world. Its reverberations were felt not just in the English game, but in every nation where the game of soccer is played, enjoyed and cherished. The semi-final kicked off at the traditional time of 3 p.m, but even at that stage and during the opening minutes of the game, it was clear to many that a potentially horrific situation was unfolding. At 6 minutes past three, the game was abandoned, and over the coming hours, the full and unbelievable horror began to emerge. We're going to cross now to the Hillsborough Memorial at Anfield in Liverpool for Sky's coverage of the commemorations of this terrible tragedy. And what we'll be hearing now is nothing, because there's a moment's silence and then we will hear the bells toll across the city.
To forget. Please be seated.
So we're looking at a full stadium and scarves of all colours lined out. And in a moment, we'll be hearing the bells toll right across the city. Bells from the Anglican Cathedral, Liverpool Parish Church, the Town Hall and other civic buildings and churches in Liverpool will toll 96 times to remember the 96 victims. You haven't done that just yet. What we're going to do right now, though, is bring you our own tribute to the 96 innocent fans who lost their lives on that day 25 years ago. You heard some of this piece yesterday as we were launching our next Mooney Tunes concert, but here's the full version, originally written by Rodgers and Hammerstein for the musical Carousel, but best known as the anthem of the great Liverpool Football Club. Cara O'Sullivan, the RTE Concert Orchestra, You'll Never Walk Alone.
Yeah. can't hear you. Come on.
Sullivan with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra and the full cast of our audience singing You'll Never Walk Alone, and that's our little tribute to the 96 fans who lost their lives on this day 25 years ago, that terrible Hillsborough tragedy. Olin, we had questions about the song yesterday and how come Liverpool adopted it as the anthem, but let's go back to the very beginning. Where did the song come from?
Well, it's from the musical Carousel by Rodgers and Hammerstein, and their first musical was Oklahoma, which was an absolutely massive success on Broadway in the early 40s. But they came along, they were wondering could they write another. Rodgers and Hammerstein, we take them for granted now with the Sound of Music and everything else great that they did. But yeah, they came along and they were quite brave, because it was a funny old subject to adopt, a little bit tragic. But they came along with this musical Carousel, which was another massive hit, voted by Time magazine in 1999 as the best musical of the 20th century.
Carousel?
Can't say I agree. Yeah, seriously.
Definitely not. Yeah, the Phantom came out in 1986.
I wouldn't put The Phantom there either.
Would.
I'd put West Side Story or Fiddler on the Roof or whatever. But anyway, Carousel, it was the story of a carousel barker. You know what a barker is?
No.
A barker is one of these guys who touts for business, who says, come on now, Carousel, you know. You know, you see the people in the bars and, you know, the clubs and holiday resorts, and are saying, come into this bar. Well, that's a barker.
Okay.
It's an old term. And it's a carousel barker who falls in love. His name is Billy Bigelow, and he falls in love with Julie Jordan. And it's a tragic love story, and they both lose their jobs. And she, they get married, and she is with child. And to support them, Billy Bigelow decides he'll go off and commit a robbery.
Mm.
But it all goes horribly wrong, and he knows he's going to be captured, and he kills himself. It's really tragic.
Oh dear.
And to console Julie, who's the lead female, her cousin Nettie sings that song. Even though you're on your own, and even though it's a dark, you know, time, and there's dark clouds hanging over your life, you'll never walk alone. So it's sung by Julie Jordan's cousin Nettie. That's they're the characters in Carousel.
In Carousel.
Quite tragic.
But a lot of people have covered the song.
Oh God, yeah. There's been Jerry and the Pacemakers and Barbra Streisand, Frank Sinatra, Judy Garland, all kinds of people. But in 1963, actually, there was a bit of a dispute some years ago. Celtic fans were saying that they actually started, some Celtic fans were saying, we started singing that song. But Jerry and the Pacemakers, who were a Liverpool band, they covered it in 1963. So no offence to the Celtic fans, but I can't imagine there were a lot of Rodgers and Hammerstein Celtic fans back in the late 1950s deciding, we're going to take this musical, which is relatively obscure, and sing this song for it. It was really Jerry and the Pacemakers brought it to, brought it to Liverpool. They were a Liverpool band.
Yeah, but did they make it the anthem of the Liverpool Football Club? That was the question from yesterday.
It's kind of roundabout, you know. There are various stories Tommy Smith, who was a Liverpool player, he said that Jerry Marsden, of Jerry and the Pacemakers, gave Bill Shankly a tape recording of their forthcoming single, You'll Never Walk Alone, in 1963. And Bill Shankly thought it was absolutely brilliant and fantastic. And he decided, according to one report, according to Tommy Smith, that Bill Shankly decided, he was the Liverpool manager, that it was going to be their theme. But Marsden himself, Jerry Marsden, told a BBC show that the DJ at Anfield used to play the top 10 in descending order, finishing with number one. And that was kind of par for the course. He used to play that in the 50s and the 60s before the game kicked off. So then Jerry and the Pacemakers became number one for 4 weeks.
It became
such a hit that they said, "Feck this, we won't bother, you know, we'll play the top 10 in descending order, but we'll always finish with Jerry and the
Pacemakers. Everybody can sing along.
Yeah, and they were a Liverpool band and they had a huge hit, and it's a fantastic piece of music.
So that's where it came from.
That's right. I have various versions on the cartwheel, but do you want to hear Jerry and the Pacemakers?
We might as well have a little listen to Jerry and the Pacemakers. If they're the ones responsible for bringing it to Liverpool as the anthem, why not? Walk on. So there you are, Jerry and the Pacemakers, responsible for bringing You'll Never Walk Alone to the Liverpool fans
since
1963,
yeah.
My goodness, such a long
51
time.
51 years.
It's a long time ago.
And they all sing it on the Kop. And do you know where the Kop comes
something
from?
Something to do
K-O-P.
With the Boer War, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly. Mm. Very good. Yeah, Sion Kop is the actual name.
I was in
name.
South Africa, you see, a couple of years.
Spion Kop, S-P-I-O-N, Spion Kop is the actual name of the stand. But the Battle of Spion Kop was a battle that took place in January 1900 in the Second Boer War. And a local newsman, years later, there was a game happening in the Woolwich Arsenal's Manor Ground in 1904. Mm. And a local newsman was at the game. And he likened the silhouette of the fans, you know, when you had a silhouette of the fans and they're all standing on the terrace, he likened it to this hill, hillside outside of Ladysmith.
Spion Kop.
In Spion Kop, mm. where the battle actually took place, the Battle of Spion Kop. And then years later again, it became a kind of a standard reference term for any kind of a terrace where there were lots and lots of fans. But officially in 1928, the Kop, the original Kop was built in 1928 and was formally christened Spion Kop.
Well, you learn something new every day on The Mooney Show. Olin, thank you very much.
You're
indeed.
Very welcome.
Siobhan, you might know about this because lots of people are texting in. Tom, just an example, to say that Man United fans first started singing You'll Never Walk Alone after the Munich air disaster. Another one, You'll Never Walk Alone, was first used by Manchester United on the first couple of anniversaries after the Munich air crash. It was adopted afterwards by Liverpool, says Leo, and on and on and on and on.
And I was of the opinion it was a Glasgow Celtic.
Glasgow Celtic. But at any rate, we answered the question which was asked, which was how come it was adopted as a Liverpool anthem, which goes back to Jerry and the Pacemakers, and before that the song was Rodgers and Hammerstein from Carousel. Isn't that correct, Olin?
That is correct.
So we did answer the question, but we didn't know that. So you learn something new every day.